What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the first episode of Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast. I am Dustin Gruss, and we're going to dive in as to why I started this podcast, what you can expect, and how it will affect you. Now, to tell you why I started the podcast is to tell you a little bit about me. I've been a personal trainer for 7 years and a certified professional coach for 3. Those designations, coupled with over 20 years of customer service experience, as well as my own life experiences, I've gotten to know a lot about the human condition. You have your go-getters, your high performers, your highly gifted, your one percenters that make up the majority of the wealth in the world, and then you have your average Joe, or Joanette, or Josie if you prefer. Ordinary, everyday people that face ordinary, everyday challenges. Except they're not ordinary, and they probably don't think that way themselves. While people face similar problems and challenges, their circumstances are different for each individual, as well as their viewpoint. One person struggling to get an A in language arts or English, whatever you want to call it, might be because they're dealing with undiagnosed mild dyslexia. Whereas another person is struggling to get the work done because they're working a full-time job on the side of school to make sure that their impoverished family of 5 can pay the bills to stay in their one-bedroom apartment while their single mother is also working two to three jobs of minimum wage herself. Another student might be struggling to do their work because of a number of mental roadblocks such as ADD, high anxiety, or even depression. Or, even yet, maybe someone isn't doing the work because they simply don't believe they're capable of doing anything right, or their circumstances are too tough to overcome. They're all struggling to get the grades they need, similar problem, but they're all coming from different places and will therefore end up living different lives. But no matter what the problem each person has is, I believe one thing to be true about all of them and about all people. I believe we all have greatness within us, or at the very least, the potential for a great life waiting for us. Because I believe God created us all that way. And I believe He granted us the ability to make our decisions to lead us to that life of greatness. That's right, He granted us the gift of choice. No matter where we are at in life, in that moment we are at a starting point. Each decision we make takes us a step out in a direction to a new point. Yes, there will be obstacles that we face and new circumstances that come up as a result of the steps we take. But when you're facing that circumstance, you still have a choice to make. Are you going to step forward into and through the circumstance, overcoming that obstacle and learning an incredible lesson and skill along the way? Or are you going to retreat back to where you were before, eliminating progress you were making? Or will you find yourself stuck in that situation for an extended period of time, paralyzed in fear, much like I've felt before? Just under 10 years ago, I was living in sunny Orlando, Florida, working as a mail carrier, which many thought was a great government job. And yes, for many reasons, it was a great job. I got to walk in the sunny warm weather every day, which helped keep me lean. I got to interact with a lot of great people, and even without the full-time title and benefits, I was paid pretty well. And even though that was all well and good, I couldn't help feeling I was meant for something more. My friendships and relationships were pretty good too, but I got caught up in the social norms of consuming large amounts of alcohol and getting less than efficient sleep. While it all seemed like fun times, the more alcohol I poured into myself, the more empty and lost I felt. Then at work, things took a turn when a new union contract came out, changing my position and cutting my pay by nearly 33%. I was angry, I was confused, and I was stuck. I would deliver my routes and listen to whatever got me through that day, sometimes angry rock or rap, sometimes something more mellow and melancholy, and sometimes something hopeful like podcasts and audiobooks on changing my life. But at the end of the day, no matter what I listened to, I did the same thing when I got home. Nothing. Nothing helpful anyways. I stayed stuck. Thankfully, a few friends recognized this and spoke up and poured something different into me. Hope and belief. They fed my thoughts that I had earlier when I felt I was meant for something more, and they held me accountable to the actions congruent with those thoughts. They helped me find the right training certification program, they gave me quiet places to study and take quizzes, and they gave me the right amount of the right kind of fun at the times I needed it most. But even after all they poured into me, I was still at a point that I had been stuck at for a while. I faced the same circumstances I had before. I was not in the job I wanted, making less money than I needed, and surrounded by temptations that would keep me there even longer. The only thing that truly changed was my perspective of my situation because of these wonderful people, JD, Sarah, and Lou. And because of that perspective change, I was able to see then what I want you to see now. You have a choice. Each day you have a choice to do something that will change your future. Some days those will be small decisions. Study a little longer, extend your workday by 15 minutes to set you up for a more fluid day tomorrow. Put in an extra set or add a little cardio at the gym. Maybe even set out your clothes to go to the gym the next morning. Or they will be big decisions. Going to a counselor for help, working through lunch so you can be home with your family earlier, looking for a more fulfilling job, or completely relocating to a new environment like I did when I moved back to Ohio to start my training career. One choice I made recently was to get more specific with my coaching and intentions, you know, who I wanted to help and with what. You see, it wasn't just in Florida that I felt stuck. I've held many jobs throughout my adult working years, and I was good at all of them, but I still find myself feeling stuck and capable of more. And it was a tough feeling to face over and over and over. And it's been through my time as a trainer and coach that I've realized why I kept feeling stuck. Even though I was good at what I did, and I made good money at some of my jobs, those were just numbers and possessions. The things that meant the most to me and filled my cup, or really that filled my soul, was seeing the people I served enjoy the feelings of accomplishment, joy, and fulfillment themselves. To help them get unstuck from their unhealthy habits, negative mindsets, and disappointment in their careers. And that's what led me to the choice of renaming or rebranding of my podcast. Before, it was SU2G, short for the Step Up to Greatness podcast. But now I want to help Zennials, that being Generation Xers and Millennials, or anyone else that needs it. I want to help them reboot their health, mindset, and careers, freeing them from the feeling of being stuck. And that's why this is Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast. And believe it or not, I have my own method using an acronym for the word unstuck. And the first part of the method is what the U was about today and what I want to leave you with. However, before I finish up today, I want to invite you to and encourage you to subscribe through whatever platform you get your podcasts. As well as, if able, please leave a review of what you heard. Not only will it help me find new ways to improve the content and better serve you and our other listeners, but also it helps with the algorithms so that more people that could use this message find me when they're on that search for how to improve their situation, how they can get unstuck. With this podcast, I plan on helping you find ways out of the situations and circumstances you find yourself in, interviewing people who have made decisions to get unstuck themselves, as well as interview people who help others get unstuck. So please like, subscribe, and review. And if you're looking for a little bit more help than through a podcast, please feel free to contact me at stepuptogreatness.com. All right, the first part of the Unstuck Method is the you. And it's what I've been talking about this whole time today. Understand, that's the you in Unstuck. Understand that you have a choice. No matter where you're at, that is a new starting point, and you have a choice on what direction you want your life to go. You can choose to move backwards. You can choose to stay stuck. But I hope that you choose to come unstuck, that you choose to move forward, and from there, to keep moving forward and step up to greatness. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you next time.